Thanksgiving is fast approaching, although you'd think we'd skipped it all together with all the Christmas stuff in the stores already. As you sort through your recipes, consider making your pie out of fresh kabocha squash instead of canned pumpkin. Cookbook author Hiroko Shimbo says that the squat green Japanese squash is great for pie, and it's in season right now. Hiroko joins us to talk about it for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Amy, for inviting me.
So why is kabocha better for pumpkin pie than pumpkin?
Yeah, kabocha has a very dense pulp, and the flavor is very, very sweet. So from that point of view, you can make a very creamy, sweet pie filling.
Yes.
Yes.
And how does it compare with other very sweet squashes like butternut squash?
Yep, butternut squash has a slightly lower sweetness. Plus, kabocha has a kind of more chestnut-like.
So some nut qualities.
Nuttier, yeah. And the butternut is watery to me to use for pumpkin pie or even the soup.
Where does the name kabocha come from?
This is very, so people are debating. However, seems to be the story. The Portuguese is the first European came to Japan, and they brought this squash.
It's not native to Japan, this squash.
It is not native. And actually, Portuguese brought the kabocha squash from Central America. And the Japanese, we are curious what that very large squash looks like, vegetable, and asked the Portuguese, what do you call this? And the Portuguese didn't understand the Japanese language, and they said, we came from Cambodia, or since 16th century, Cambodia was called Kampucha, and the Portuguese pronounced it Cambodia, and Cambodia, Kampucha, Cambodia became kabocha, kind of.
So it's not native to Japan. How is it used in Japanese cuisine?
We simmer, tender, just using the very Japanese dashi or stock, and a little bit of sugar, and a little bit of soy sauce. And then just a delicious, plus there is a very popular dish which we cook kabocha with azuki beans.
Tell me what I should look for when picking out the freshest, best kabocha.
It should weigh heavy, which means pulp is just dense, very good condition. And also the skin should be not fresh green, or should be slightly dried, because storing the kabocha improves the sweetness.
Winter squash are notoriously difficult to cut through. Do you have any tips on how to cut a kabocha?
Yeah, I fought so many times with kabocha with just a very sharp knife, which is very dangerous. And I started to cook in the oven, just to soften the outside. And then when I make soup, wow, kabocha soup is just a heaven to taste. Cook the kabocha 2 hours in the oven, 400 degrees Fahrenheit, and the kabocha becomes just completely becomes tender. And actually, oven cooking preserves or strengthens the richness of the squash.
Hiroko Shimbo is a chef and consultant specializing in Japanese cuisine. Her newest cookbook, Hiroko's American Kitchen, is just out. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Amy.
To learn more and to get Hiroko's recipe for spiced kabocha squash soup, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also ask Hiroko a lightning round of questions for my 60-second stir-fry video series. You can find that additional content also on the web. This is WNYC.